All right. Good morning, everybody. I sent a couple of assignments out to the group, so hopefully you guys take time to read them. One from Benjamin, one from Susie. But I'm going to read a little bit from Ricky's assignment that I did not send out, but it was really good because I think regarding last week's chapter, The Cup People. Ricky says this. He says, "I got caught up in that noise. First with Rich Dad, later with Tony Robbins for a little while. I almost fell into the fish programs and Dave Ramsey and Financial Peace University. I did fall hard for CEO Warrior and got nowhere. A lot of money flew right out the door. Systems were then shared with me. Weekly coaching calls took place. A lot of nothing was done, and I ultimately ended up nowhere and out of money." You know, all those things, a lot of those things, you know, there may be a bit of information you can get from some of these people, but the key to me is they all talk about how you're gonna, if you just do what I tell you, you're gonna be rich. You're gonna have everything you ever dreamed. You're gonna have millions of dollars in retirement, and you're gonna live on the beach and wherever, Miami or wherever you want to retire to, and you're just going to have it all if you just follow me. Just give me your money. And you know, every one of those things, somebody's getting rich. Somebody's getting rich. All those programs take money and make somebody rich. Because we all want to find the secret to getting rich, don't we? But we also want to not get stretched, realize the discipline it takes. And what I wrote back to Ricky is this. I said, changing the way we do things is hard work. We are new creations in Christ, it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Yet that pesky sin nature, if you read Romans 7, keeps chasing us. It takes daily focus and intention to see things change. And getting out of the cup doesn't mean, oh, I'm now in a safe place. No, it takes accountability from the correct people in our lives day in and day out. That is why it works. I put it this way. That's why it works with the Reddit Corp. Pat is there day in and day out to call a spade to help us make the proper 2-degree adjustments each day. There is no emotional high. You know, all those programs, you know, they get you all emotionally charged for their 8-hour, 2-day program or whatever you go to, and you just give them a bunch of money and you get all jacked up. And then when you leave, you buy a bunch of books and you buy a bunch of CDs and you're all jacked up, right? An emotional high. Well, I have to admit, I know I've had some emotional highs working with Patrick at different times, but boy, man, there was a lot of really low, hard days, that I had to face and make the adjustments and watch the spade get called a spade and just work and grind and work and grind. It's a hard path. It's not an easy path to get things in order when you're out of order. It takes discipline and hard work. You know, Matthew 7:13, the Lord says, he says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter it are many. But the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." You know, and I think when I sent Susie's assignment back, and if you guys take the time to read it, I talked about C.S. Lewis. He has the character Aslan in the Chronicles of Narnia, which is supposedly a children's book. But if you ever read all, I think it's six books. Anyway, if you ever read them all, I've read them, I think once by myself and then once all the way through to each of my kids. So at least 3 times. They're very adult-like. But the character Aslan is the type of Jesus Christ. And they're always asking, is Aslan a tame lion? You know, is Aslan safe? And it's like, no, he's not safe. He's not tame, but he's a good lion and he's a good king. And isn't that the truth about our Lord? He's not necessarily safe as we want to be safe, but he's exacting, he's hard, and so we want to serve him carefully and be those who are, you know, iron sharpens iron. And so let us be that way. Let's pray as we go into this time, as we go into our chapter today, the 3 checkpoints. That's another really, yeah, it takes, the only way through is through Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We pray for Jonathan on the phone with us today. We thank you for the opportunity for him to be here with us. And Lord, I'm not sure all that he's facing in his life, but you know. And you are the one who can lead, guide, direct, and give clear direction even in the most difficult and dark times of our lives. So we just pray for that, his situation and what's going on. We pray now as we go into this, the three checkpoints. Lord, may we have our eyes and ears open to listen and learn. May we not think, oh, I've heard this all before. Lord, or I've heard this chapter 14 times already. What's the deal? You know, look, but may we be ready to be good listeners and learners. CEOs, we're great at doing. We're not always so good at listening and learning. So maybe take that time to do that this morning. We commit this time to you now. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You know, there's seven churches in the book of Revelation, and they're all at various stages, but I think they've been through the checkpoints, and then they've encountered many of them, as you read in that, have encountered various issues. And the Lord's telling them, hey, wake up, wake up. You need to repent. You need to turn. It's kind of like God comes into our life. You know, we get cocky or whatever happens. And it's like, you know, we think we got it together. And the Lord says, hey, wake up, turn around, repent. And you can kind of go, one thing is you can just kind of say, hey, I know I did it again. And you confess, you turn, you go, and you get back up and you say, okay, let's go forward. But it's interesting because what he says to each church, he gives them each a promise. And, he says, first he says, I know, like the Ephesus, just one example. He says, I know your works, your toil, your patient endurance. So you're on the path. You've been doing it. You're working hard. And how you cannot bear with those who are evil and have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not and found them to be false. And then he goes, but I have this against you. And you've abandoned your first love. He's saying, come on, get back on the path. Get back to me. And then, he says this to each one. He says, now, to the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. So he says, if you have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And he says, to the one who conquers. And he goes on, and to each church, he gives a promise, a little bit different. And it's all about just getting back, turning, you know, not getting cocky, not thinking, you know, you're all that in a bag of chips, but yeah, I blew it again. Now let's get up, let's go. Let's get up, let's go. And let's just keep making those adjustments. Because that's really everything Patrick's saying today. It's about, we got to make adjustments. Every day we have to make adjustments. And sometimes we're like, I don't want to make an adjustment today. I just want to do what I want to do. Isn't that what we say? I know it's what I say. And I have to go, no, I need to make the adjustment. I need to get back to what needs to be done today. And that's what our companies need. It's what our families need. And it's what the world needs to see in us. Anyway, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the time to be together, to gather together. We thank you for this chapter and this lesson regarding the checkpoints. And Lord, we want to, as it would be, as Patrick puts it, you know, to get into that gondola or that boat and sail out into the sea of opportunity. And yet, Lord, it's they're everywhere in our lives. There's tests. We're tested every day. And if we see the test, the more aware we become of the fight that we're in day in and day out. And so we have to be those who are armored up and ready to go out and ready to stand beside the shield of faith and to pray and to be connected to you at all times. We thank you for this morning. We thank you as we get on with the rest of our day and the balance of things that are on our list to pursue and to take care of. We be found to be those who are diligent, doers of what you have for us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.